The head basketball coach of the Syracuse Orange Men, Mr. Jim Boeheim, he made some comments recently about a player that transferred out of his program. I'll give you the backstory. The young man played his freshman year at Syracuse under Jim Boeheim, and at the end of the season, he transferred. Now, we can assume that he transferred because perhaps he wasn't happy with his role, his playing time, or he just didn't want to be there. Those of us that were watching the team, we thought he was better than the guy he was coming off the bench for. But to be honest, that doesn't matter. If the young man wants to transfer for whatever reason, it's his prerogative. And recently, Boeheim spoke on this transfer, and he said, yeah, that kid, he didn't work hard at all. In fact, he didn't work hard before he even got here. I got a big problem with this. Now, many people want to write it off as, yo, that's just a coach being critical. But that's problem number one. The young athlete no longer plays for Boeheim. Boeheim is no longer his coach. Why are you commenting on another school's athlete? You see, in pro sports, it's taboo for coaches to speak about another team's player. And that's the pro level, where these guys are considered grown men, where these guys are making hundreds of millions of dollars. It's even more out of bounds at the college level, because these athletes are amateurs. These athletes are not fully developed adults. Hell, these are the kids. Why did Jim Boeheim feel so comfortable taking a shot at this young man, speaking on this young man? He's no longer your concern. I'm going to tell you why he was speaking. Because the whole world wants to know how Jim Boeheim let a talent like that young man walk away. So he was protecting his ego. There was nothing constructive about what he was saying about the athlete. He was not concerned about that athlete's well-being. No, everybody's looking at Boeheim. Yo, you let this kid walk away. So Boeheim, like a snake, like the two-faced individual that many of those guys are, he started to deflect and point the finger. Yeah, he didn't even work hard. If he came back to your program, would you say those things about him publicly? Probably not. But this is how those vultures conduct themselves. Etan Thomas, who was an NBA pro, played for Syracuse under Jim Boeheim, he wrote an article and he said, it is a tragedy that Syracuse lost that talent. A special talent got away. That's the pressures in the comments that Jim Boeheim was up against. And when faced with that, he chose to assassinate the character of that young man. You see, guys like Boeheim have made a living off of the exploitation of these young black bodies. And one of these young men decided to desert him. And you saw his true colors. I got a real big problem with this, man. This was just a bully move. Jim Boeheim went on to say, well, he transferred to Seton Hall. They got five guards. We'll see how much he plays. Again, dog, that should be none of Boeheim's concern. This is a young man that is trying to find his way, trying to build his career. If you're really a leader, a coach, you should be wishing him well. Not sitting back with your arms folded. Well, we'll see how it pans out. That's like a disgruntled girlfriend. Or better yet, that's like a slave master that is mad that this labor that he relies on to pay his bills opted to go elsewhere. Who is Jim Boeheim anyway? I'll tell you. Jim Boeheim is somebody that had a pedophile on his coaching staff for decades. Yes, his assistant coach, Bernie Fine, it came out that he had molested some of the Syracuse ball boys back in the day. And when Jim Boeheim was first approach with this information, he was downright arrogant, indignant. In fact, he called the accusers individuals that were just looking for money. Of course, when it was proven true, Jim Boeheim had to apologize. But why is this man still allowed to coach and lead young men? I'll tell you why. Because the lily white media, they take care of their own. He had a pedophile on his staff for decades. He was downright disrespectful to the accusers. And he's still in position. That's who Jim Boeheim is. Furthermore, the NBA keeps trying to convince me that Carmelo Anthony is not a winner. Yet, Carmelo Anthony is the only man in the history of basketball to lead Jim Boeheim to an NCAA championship. Boeheim has been a massive underachiever as a basketball coach, despite having all type of pros, Derek Coleman, Billy Owens. Yo, D.A., remember my man D.A. used to play with Billy Owens' son at Mansfield. Ronnie Cicely, Sherman Douglas, Eton Thomas, I already mentioned. Carmelo Anthony, Hakeem Warwick, Johnny Flynn, Dante Green. Massive underachiever as a basketball coach. He's not on the same level with Coach K and Dean Smith and none of these guys. Boeheim had one of the greatest college basketball players ever, Dwayne Pearl Johnson, from my high school, boys and girls. But this arrogant individual who has made a living off of exploiting black bodies, who has resided in an ivory tower that was built by the system of white supremacy. He ain't no real basketball mind. Massive underachiever. They keep trying to tell me Melo ain't a winner, yet he was the only one to drag Jim Boeheim to the championship. And these guys get to sit up there and take shots at these young men. That was totally unprofessional. And that brings me to my bigger problem. He sit up there, took shots at one of ours. And I say one of ours because that young man is a native New Yorker. Hell, he from my side of the tracks. Grew up right up out the concrete, Flatbush, Canarsie. They take those shots, and New York City is not going to do anything about it. The New York City basketball community is not going to do anything about it. And I got a major problem with that. You see, these young men, they play basketball in the city. They do their part. When they go to the local basketball tournaments, these local tournaments, they love promoting the fact that these college athletes have came home and played in that tournament. But when it's time to stand up and defend them, they're not going to do nothing. None of the tournaments around the city, none of the organizers, Gersh, Dykeman, Hoops in the Sun, Hokum Rucker, West Forth, Fun Sport, Dunker's Delight, Zone 6. None of them. They taking shots at our youth. And New York won't do anything about it. You ever hear Jim Boeheim talk about them white boys from Ohio or Texas or Florida like that? No. You know why? Because there would be severe repercussions. He wouldn't be able to go back in those communities and recruit the same. Those AAU coaches, that community be like, no, 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 Jim Boeheim. You can't talk about our children like that. Hell, it might affect his donor base. You talk about so-and-so's son that used to go to school with so-and-so's son. Oh, we were drawing our donations. So New York City, I'm asking you, why does he feel so comfortable taking those shots at our kids? He sat up there arrogantly. Well, he went to school with five guards. Well, see if he plays. Dog, that should be none of your concern. When his name is brought up, you should wish him well or say nothing. That was a man operating from a bully pulpit, but I'm not surprised. I know how them devils act. That's in their MO. They're leeches, they're bloodsuckers, they're vultures. That's not on the character. The problem I have is, where's New York? All of the high schools in the city that the coaches think they running stuff. Big Dog, Thomas Jefferson, Brooklyn Collegiate, Wings Academy. Where you at? Ain't there a guy in the hood that say he the David Stern of the hood? Melanated David Stern, where you at? They taking shots at our youth and we ain't doing nothing. Where's the guy that got ambassador of New York City basketball on his Twitter handle? Where you at, dog? We in need of some leadership. We in need. They taking shots at us. Jim Boeheim's comments might have cost that young man millions of dollars. No exaggeration, y'all. That's not hyperbole. Comments like that from somebody with that standing in the sport, that's how a young man goes from being in the NBA lottery to getting pushed back to the second round. No lie. Jim Boeheim might have took food out of that young man's mouth, ultimately taking food out of his family's mouth, ultimately taking food out of community's mouth. New York, what y'all supposed to do when somebody mess with y'all bread? But Hov already said it, man. Streets is done. Streets is done. Bad enough, y'all sat back idle while the city has injected our kids with God knows what. You know what? I take that back. I don't want to get sidetracked. Let's stick to the basketball. Everybody running out there like they big dog, like they run the city. Well, we in need of some leadership. If you remember, I did a podcast with a young man that plays for the University of Pittsburgh. And I asked him about watching one of his former high school teammates play in the NCAA tournament. The person we were talking about was the kid in question, right? He went into the NCAA tournament as a member of Syracuse. And if you remember that interview, the young man I was speaking with, his face lit up. He said, dog, watching him was like watching me up there. These are our kids. Right here. We love putting our arm around them when they show up, when they take pictures, when they show love. Well, it's our duty to protect them. Jim Boeheim just took gratuitous shots. There was nothing constructive. There was nothing that's going to help to nurture and help that young man be a better athlete. No, that was just a disgruntled coach who capitalizes off of our labor, right? A scorned woman and girlfriend, or as I already explained, a scorned slave master. So, if New York City had any guts, if New York City had any heart, if New York City had any leadership, Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse Orange Men would not be able to recruit in this great city until they offer that young man an apology. If there's a Syracuse scout in the city right now, they will be sent back home. You can't take shots at our kids. Nah, there's going to be severe repercussions because he ain't doing it to the white boys. And our athletes would be just fine without Syracuse. There's all type of great coaches across this nation. Other great programs. Trust me. We got Speedy Claxton at Hofstra. We got Mike Anderson at St. John's. We got Coach Steve Forbes at Wake Forest. We don't have to just take whatever they're doing to us. That's not what our ancestors did. Because if so, we still be in shackles. We still be behind on the back of the bus. So New York City, I'm asking, where you at, son? I'm out.